I need a beer.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all new edition of Bum with Bobcat right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. We are on the fast track. We are knocking on the door of 20,000 subscribers to the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and the big bash that will be held to celebrate hitting 20K, where, yes, I will crack open the final can in the fridge of the Colt 45 Double Malt as we say one last final farewell to the Colt 45 Double Malt. And I'm sure we will have other drinks on tap here as well. So, hey, tell your friends, spread the word. Doesn't cost a thing to subscribe. Whatever brought you to the dance, we appreciate you being here each and every week for the podcast. So, hey, let's get into it. Let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in the man of the hour here. They call him Mr. Malt Liquor.
Yeah.
Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse, man, how you doing?
Man, not too bad. I can't believe it. 20K. You remember 20K. How excited we were when we got our first 100?
I know. 100 and 500. 100. Yeah, 350, I think, was the Manischewitz challenge.
Wow.
Then the Edward 40 hands, the first round at 1,000. Yeah. And then we did the Fruit Loops and beer and Four Loko at 3,000. I forget what it was. And then we kind of lost track after that. So
yeah, it was a whirlwind after that.
And hey, as I always say, whatever brings people to the dance, if you like all the classic content we throw out there, the nostalgic clips, Johnny, Rodney, Cheers, Simpsons, Stone Cold, wrestling, you name it, we try to cover it all here on the YouTube channel. So you come for the classic clips, and we hope you stick around for this degenerate drinking debauchery.
Yeah,
who doesn't love some triple D's, right? You know, drinking degenerate debauchery.
Yeah,
right there. So hopefully we have that covered there, and hopefully you'll stick around and tell your friends. Doesn't cost anything to subscribe. And as we said, right around the corner will be the big 20,000 subscriber bash. The last can of Colt 45 Double Malt. I also picked up, as I said the last time, I picked up some tall boys of the Colt 45 High Gravity.
Yeah.
A regular Colt 45. So I'm planning on doing that whole Colt 45 trifecta.
Nice.
One last time. And we will probably, you know, reminisce a bit about the classic Colt 45. While it's not quite the same these days after the switch to the brown bottle. And I know just in general, the selection of malt liquor has been very lacking recently. I know you've said that. I've said that as well. It's few and far between the stores. You can really find some of the good stuff
right
out there. And the best bang for the buck is what we're always going for out there. So we decided this week, you know, we're going to go best bang for the buck because we brought along something here we've covered before. It's nothing new per se, no. But Roadhouse made a nice score the other day, a nice deal. Yep. I mean, I said a couple weeks back when I found the six pack of the bowl, the 16 ounce cans for $4.99. Roadhouse found something similar out there for about the same price.
Yeah. $4.99, 16 ounce six packs of Natty Daddies.
Natty Daddy right there. Yeah. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. And so I picked up 2 sixers of that and been nursing on them the last couple of days. And yeah, I forget. That's a smooth 8%.
Yeah. I mean,
solid flavor. It's not like High Gravity on that end. It doesn't have that apple that we always talk about.
But anytime, I think that the $4.99 for a six pack of 16 ounce cans, that's a sweet spot.
Yeah,
right there. As I said, with the when I found the bowl and I got that, and while the same store had a 4-pack of the Colt 45 16-ouncers for the same price, and that's not terrible either. You know, 4-pack of 16-ounce Colt 45 for $4.99, but that 6-pack, man, for that price, that's like primo.
Yeah. Right
there, that you can't go wrong with that. Now, sadly, around me, they don't. I don't see the Natty Daddy in either the 16-ounce or the 12-ounce cans. I know whenever I go out of state and I go other places, I always see either the 12-packs of 12-ounce cans, or I think some of them might still have the 15-packs of 12-ounce cans. And I know those are always like really cheap. I mean, you're probably looking at like $9-$10,
right?
Most stores like that. And when I see that, I go into like those grocery stores and if I've been in like Florida or North Carolina, it's usually around those areas. And I go in and they always have the Natty Daddy 12 or 15 packs for like $10. And I'm like, man, well, why do I not have these here? I mean, this is perfect right there. But luckily we do have the big one though. We have the big 25-ounce can, and this guy here, this was out the door, including tax, was $1.80.
Well, okay.
For the tall boy. So that's one of the ones that's on the very cheapest, yeah. Probably about the same price as like a Steel Reserve, and at the about the same ABV as well. So while I couldn't get the 16-ounce cans, you know, I got the big guy here. We got the big one here. So let's dive in. Let's get this going here, and then we'll get this Natty Daddy party started here for the podcast this week. See right there,
my mouth's watering. Some of
that. Yeah, I know he's getting ready right there. We got the big one here. We got the big one. We got the medium sized one.
That's right
over there. So all right, cheers.
Cheers. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's cold.
Ooh. Damn.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, and I gotta say, that's that is a solid taste with that. And as we said, it doesn't have that high gravity follow that some of them have.
Yeah.
That you can't really tell it's an 8%er.
That's what I was getting at. So when I picked these two 6-packs up, I also got 25-ounce can, picked it up as well and had it the other night. But they were $2.10 here.
Okay.
$2.10, which I think in my area, I'm really getting bent over with beer pricing just because how rural I am. I spent... Earlier this week, I spent the entire day in Bowling Green, which is probably the third largest city in Kentucky, next to Louisville and Lexington. And I drove around to several stores. I actually, you know, put in the search. I was looking for St. Ides. And it said it's definitely at the liquor barn there.
You thought you had some good intel on it there.
I know. Did.
You're telling me, you're like, I'm on the hunt here. I got word there could be St. Ides out here. Yeah. I got to go searching.
And sure enough, I get there. They had Mickey's on the shelf, not in the cooler, but on the shelf. And it had been sitting there quite a while. So obviously, you know, there's no other malt liquor in there at all, which was highly disappointing, you know, because they have every craft beer in the world sitting there on the shelves. And broke down by imports and domestics and specialties and microbrews. And there was no malt liquor. I mean, it's just like we're getting left behind real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is probably when I stopped. When I picked up this tall boy the other day. It's one of the local stores by me. And the selection of the tall boys when it comes to malt liquor, it is non-existent. I mean, this is probably the closest. I know at one point they did have the tall boys of Colt 45 there, but they don't have them anymore. There wasn't even a steel reserve tall boy. The majority of them was rows of like twisted tees. They had the WWE, the things were the spike things that we tried a while back that we were not fans of. A lot of the malt beverage type things, but not no Four Loko, nothing along that. They did have like Cayman Jacks, then a lot of like the vodka things, like the Sun Cruisers, things like that out there. But the beer selection itself was very minimal. I mean, there was Natty Daddy, there was Bud Ice. There were a couple tall boys of real American beer left there, which were still of the, you know, the old Hulk Hogan cans, which we might go into a little bit about that later on. And then there really wasn't much of a beer selection there. So a lot of these stores you go into these days, I mean, unless you find those rarities, you're not getting that selection. Like the one store that I found that had the St. Ides 40 that I picked up a few weeks back, that's the only store, and that's in one of those ghetto-ish areas out there that they do have that stuff. But even that, I mean, I know when I was there a year or so ago, that was the same spot I picked up the Colt 45, brown bottle 40. They didn't have that anymore. I think there was Old English 40s there. But it's few and far between. At one point, I know they had King Cobra as well. There was no King Cobra over there. Or you go into some of these stores, like you're saying, and the prices are so expensive. And you want to support the local mom and pop type shops.
Yeah.
Usually all those stores, I mean, a lot of times I go in there and the prices are outrageous for a tall boy, and you're better off going to the more mainstream stores. Like there's some liquor stores we have that are offshoots of the supermarkets, that those you get the lower price. That's kind of like where I got, you know, this guy, you know, for $1.80 with tax, you know, for the Natty Daddy. So it's everybody knows it's tough sledding out there.
Yeah, it is. And it's I don't know. It's just disappointing. I have no words for like how upsetting it is, like personally attacked for wanting to drink on a budget.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I'll go back and I'll see the memories pop up.
Yes.
Of pictures that I took, you know, 10 years ago. Going into these liquor stores, and I take a picture of the cooler of the tall boys. And I mean, I remember I had one, actually, I think I might still have it on here. I think one of these here from 2015 here. I mean, look at this. I mean, this was
like, yeah,
I mean, you had Old English, Keystone Ice. They don't make that anymore. Genesee Ice, Steel Reserve, the Black Label Steel Reserve.
Yes.
Ice House Edge.
Look at that Miller High Life down there.
Yeah, Miller High Life, all that stuff there. And I think even this one here was from 2018. The Ice House has $1.09, Bud Ice 99 cents out there.
Yeah.
So about 10 years or so ago, I mean, you had these wide selections of these tall boys, but now you go into most of these stores and it's like one row of the, we'll call it the budget beer selection,
right?
And then the rest are all the other, the, you know, malt beverage cocktail type things, and then you'll have your craft beer tall boys, but nothing that we're out there looking for is out there these days.
Yeah, I'll definitely make one more run before the 20K episode. I'll head back to Louisville and hit my old spots that, you know, they're guaranteed Colt 45. But when I was in Bowling Green the other day, I seen the brown bottles of Colt 4540s, and I passed on them. Hmm. And I never thought that'd be a day to where I'd pass on Colt 45. Yeah. That's how
I was gonna say, yeah, that's how the times have changed. And as we said, you know, last time when I had the 40 of Steel Reserve, and you made the comment saying that Steel Reserve 40, that's that clear glass, that's like the perfect 40 size and shape.
Yeah,
there for the ones that you're used to in it. Now something like a King Cobra in this. Now, this is how it's always been. So you're used to,
that way.
To this. But when you see something like a Colt 45 in the same exact brown bottle, it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't taste right. And that's what most people have said after the switch is like, hey, it's definitely not the same formula. It's not the same beverage. Is it drinkable? Yes. Does it just kind of tastes like any other beer at this point? So you're not
just like Bud Light.
Yeah.
Honestly, it didn't have the old classic smoothness taste, you know. And I'm sure Billy D is probably pissed as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, this is what it, I mean. Over the past couple of years, you know, ever since Colt 45 said, "Hey, we're discontinuing," you know, the double malt, which was, you know, it took years and years to find this.
Yeah,
and then finally getting my hands on it, I was able to finally send you some so you could enjoy it, and it was on your wish list for decades at this point to finally get it, and then to get it and then have it ripped away from you right. A few years after the fact. But we will for the 20K, we will go a little bit deeper into the Colt 45 archives. Now, as I said, I'm going to crack open the double malt. I got the high gravity, a new can of that, a new can of just the standard Colt 45. But we'll take a little trip down memory lane during the 20K to celebrate a little bit of the history and the legacy of Colt 45 here, just to kind of put that final bow on and the end of an era for the last can of double malt that, I mean, I haven't seen anybody else come across any cans recently. So I think at this point, you know, going on almost 2 years of the news that has been discontinued, I don't think there's anything sitting out there on shelves. I mean, it's more rare to find, like we always say, you might get lucky that you could find a bottle of Thunderbird or Night Train possibly sitting on a shelf, because that's a wine. And that's usually, if you're in a store and they don't have it in the cooler, it's just sitting on a shelf somewhere. I mean, that can sit there forever.
Right.
I mean, that has a shelf life of decades and millenniums. You could probably sit on that, but a can of, you know, Colt 45 or something sitting in a cooler, that's not going to sit there for years and years. I know every once in a while I saw somebody post something on one of the groups on Facebook. They're like, oh, I think it was the Tecate Titanium. Somebody posted a picture of, and I saw it and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's been gone for years. I remember running that in 2019, and I think the guy said the date on the bottom had 2020 on it. So whatever store he went to, I mean, they're sitting on their stuff for years and years at this point. So, I mean, is it possible? Yes, you could find that one random can sitting in a cooler somewhere,
right?
But it's probably not going to happen. So that's why I said for the 20K. celebration, we're gonna crack that open and we'll do a little retrospective on the Colt 45.
I'm actually on Colt 45's Instagram page and getting a kick out of it. So they got, looks like they have 25,000 followers, 25.8K, and they have 13 posts. Now, you remember, you know, it's been 2 years now, that they posted for the first time in 7 years.
Right.
Yeah. Just out of the woodwork, you know, I've been following them. And then I get, you know, and my feed is like, wow, July 30th, 2024.
They
posted for the first time in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they started getting pretty regular there for a short period of time. And then I see it's like 2024. And their last post was May of 2025. And it was such a generic picture.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's probably around the same time that word came out that they were switching everything with the bottles and the brewing. So whatever was going on. Yeah, it seemed like for a while there that they are doing this social media comeback. I mean, even though they brought out the word saying, okay, they discontinued. I think in the 2024 post was when we found out that the that it was discontinued. And do I still have? I still do have. I think I have it here. From when we did back in July 30th of 2024, when we had posted there. Yeah, when somebody had posted what happened to Double Malt, then I replied and said, exactly, gone missing. And then they replied and said, it's been discontinued, unfortunately, but we have other things brewing. What other things are brewing? Nothing, because they they shifted everything and we're still waiting. So they said they had things brewing, and it's been almost 2 years.
Right.
So we'll see. Will anything come out of that? Probably not, but we'll keep hoping for the best. And as you say, we're not sad. We're disappointed.
The classic line. I'm not mad or sad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm sad. It's my drink.
I know. Mr. Colt 45 over here.
It's funny, you know, people ask, how do you know Bob if you've never met him? You know, and it goes back to a post when I first started using Instagram, learning what hashtags were and shit like that. And, you know, I was drinking Colt 45 40s on a daily basis, and you had liked one of my pictures, and I went and looked at your page, and boom, that's where it started.
Yeah.
That was probably like 2012 or
years. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's cheers to that.
Yeah. I know. See, that's what it is. See, malt liquor.
Yeah.
Bringing the people together. That's what we like to.
I like that part of the story. You know, it's just like, the internet's cool. It brings people together. But it's like, so since then, once a week, pretty much, you and I have sat down and drank a beer together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's freaking cool as shit.
Yeah, as we've expanded it over the years and it started, you know, you would pop on, you know, from time to time, you know, when we were doing the audio stuff, you know, a broken screen door or two.
Good times.
But hey, then we expanded to the YouTube of the world, and now we're sitting there knocking on the door of 20,000 subscribers here on the channel, and hopefully bringing people fun entertainment when it comes to this drinking the bottom shelf. And it's always good to see when people chime in with, you know, whatever. I mean, if you're watching this, you know, leave a comment, you know, down below, you know, what are you drinking? What's your go-to out there?
Yeah.
And as you always say too, we're always open to suggestions of new things to try out, new challenges. We're not ones to back down from any drinking challenges or trying something new out there.
Well, I will challenge the listeners and our fan base to go back on the YouTube channel and go back to some of the first videos you posted. I did that the other day, and I was getting a chuckle out of, you know, Young Bob. Get some MD 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. The early days of the before the YouTube channel was a thing, but yeah, since 2014, it's been out there. There were some scattered clips here and there out there with this. So yeah, go through the archives and check it out there.
Comment on them.
Yeah. And because like I said, as we're getting close to, 20,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel, we're also 13 or so episodes away from episode 400. So we're getting close. I think is this 387, maybe 387, 386, 87, 88. I forget where, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Right now, which should put us around around May ish for the 400th episode, which would be a nice coinciding with Memorial Day and the unofficial kickoff of summer and the summer drinking season. So we will be doing something. We'll be doing something special for episode 400, as well in the coming months out there. So we'll come up with something there, and I have a few ideas, and we'll talk it over. We'll see what we can do out there. But before we get to 400, we're going to get to the 20,000 subscriber celebration, and then after that, we're going to be hitting the month of March, which means it's March Madness season, which also means it's tournament season.
Yes.
It will be everybody's favorite. The 2026 Battle of the Booze Tournament will be coming up in just a few weeks out there. I got to get started working on these brackets for this year to see who will do it. I was going to say, who's going to make it into the tournament? And Old English, has had a lockdown on the tournament for the last three years there. So will Old English keep it going this year, or will we see a new face take the reins, as they say, in 2026? So for anybody who doesn't know about the Battle of the Booze, we take 64 finest beverages of the beers, the malt liquors, malt beverages, and the bum wines. We got your four conferences, put them all in there. They'll battle it out to be one supreme champion. The only prerequisite that we have, it has to be something that we have covered before on the website over the years at some point. So it has to be something that has been drank before by, everything I've drank on it, and Roadhouse has probably drank 92%.
92.6%.
I mean, I think there was a couple out there that when it came to, I don't know if it was the Cisco's or the Cisco flavors of the world, there might have been a couple out there that you didn't have the privilege of trying in your days. But I think probably 92% of the stuff you've drank. And I know the people out there get a kick out of it every year once we put the alert out there saying, hey, polls are open.
Yeah.
The people like to have fun with it out there. We like to keep people updated. I know last year, every round I was trying to get some sort of a video out there to just do some quick updates. If it was just me or every big round finish, we do a podcast about if it was
big upset,
to the Sour 16 and the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and everything. So you never know. It's a fun time. We like to have fun with it out here to see who will be the 2026 Battle of the Booze champion. Just a few weeks away from tip off of that. So stay tuned.
Yep. Have you brought anything else along with you tonight?
The only other thing I got with me here today is...
I did.
I know you got some good stuff over there. if you want to share what else
you're
hiding over there. A little bonus over there.
Everybody knows my second love in life.
Yazoo.
Little,
you got
the MD 2020,
the bling bling right there. Let's look at that gold chain, man. Who doesn't love that?
Has a gold chain on it, like
a former battle, the former Battle of the Boost champion as well.
Yes, right
there, the bling bling.
But I'm
around years ago. I was going to say the only thing that I had brought with me here, I did have some Orange Jubilee left over.
Yeah,
I left that in the fridge, but I've been sitting on this little bit of this jungle juice pregame. Gotcha. For quite some time, and it's been staring at me, so it might be time to, you know, just finish it off. It might be
one of those that you better get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way now. Get it done out there, because we're waiting for Loco still for the... We talked last time or a couple times ago about them releasing the word that there was a camo pregame out there, but there's still been no word about the Jungle Juice pregame. As I said, I've been sitting on this little bit, so might be time just to kill it and move on with our lives. Now they say shit or get off the pot.
Yeah,
and I think it's time just to go take this one down.
Take care of that. So going back to when we did a ranking of the pregame, and you had your lineup there, I did notice one of them was starting to darken. So I don't think the shelf life of the pregame is
no.
So, yeah, it's best to get that out of the way and drink it, then go back and look at it, and it's dark brown.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish this guy off. And maybe this will be the kick in the butt that Four Loko needs to officially release this, because I know I don't know if you saw it, that they've been posting about this, the Four Loko jackpot, and the they're doing like a giveaway thing or something. I don't know. I signed up for it.
Yeah.
On their website. I know we're still waiting to see if they're going to come back with the loyalty rewards and the points again, which they said they were, but
yeah,
we still haven't heard anything about it. So.
Well, off topic of enjoying our fine drinks and nostalgia. Did you see the news on old Vince McMahon's old highway?
the video? Yes.
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 Unreal.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know I didn't catch what kind of car he was driving, but I think it was a
Bentley. I think they said
2-door Bentley.
I mean, what going 115?
115. That cop
said. On the I think on the Merritt Parkway in Connecticut, which I've been on that a couple times, and it is one of those it's a very windy highway. It's like a back roads highway that's very windy.
I think
two lane. So there's not much. It's not like a big open, freeway.
But it's still manageable at decent speeds, like 70, 80 miles.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
From the video I've seen, there should have been no reason for him to ascend that car like he did. He had to have been distracted on his phone.
Oh yeah.
Looking at his wiener or something. That was absolutely ridiculous. And they never did say anything about the car he hit. Were they okay? Were they hurt?
I think they were okay. I think what I heard, I think from the original report after it came out, because I think what he hit into, it was a BMW, I think he hit into. And I think they were fine. I don't think there was no injuries from it, at least. Everybody was, safe in that regard. But seeing that video,
they'll be able to get them.
But I know we had heard about this because that happened the same day that Hulk Hogan died. But I don't know if at the time,
further back than what the release is.
They just released the video, this past week, but it happened back in July, and I'm pretty sure it was the same morning that Hulk Hogan died. And I don't know if this was before or after. And I don't know if he had any word, or possibly, I don't know, maybe he got the text at that point when he's driving. He's driving like a maniac to begin with. And then, as you said, he's looks down at it, and then it's, oh shit, then, you know, clips the car over there. And I know people always say, like, you know, one bad move in any direction, you know, that could have been the end of Vince McMahon as well. Then what would have been the day that both Hulk Hogan and Vince McMahon and both Vince died McMahon on the same day? On the same day.
Karma like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. But seeing that, yeah, that video when I came out the other day, I saw him there. And I know people have always said stories of how Vince, I know Jim Ross and Jim Cornette and all those guys who had driven with Vince in the past have always said that Vince would drive like a maniac
right
all the time. But I don't think anybody really expected it to be like that, especially, you know, when you see the dash cam from the cop.
Yep.
Going at us like, and then he's like, oh, I didn't know you're, you know, following me.
You know, like, he was behind, like, I, you know, you had to have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, in my eyes, in my opinion, it's just the arrogance of, like, oh, it's just a cop. I'm Vince McMahon. Yeah. I can do what I want. That's what I get from it. But who knows? You know, as long as everybody was okay at the end of that wreck.
Yeah.
Golly, yeah. It could have been so much worse at those speeds.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, you saw him going in and out and then, you know, just clipping it a little bit. You know, if that was anything head on, that would have been, you know, 100 times right. worse. Out there. So it's like, regardless of what you think of Vince and everything, it's like,
yeah.
Yes, it could have been a lot worse that day, and you would have had Vince and Hulk gone at the same time. I mean, that would have been quite the event there.
You know, I always liked Vince's character that he did, but you got to know to be a person that, and you've seen a documentary,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's probably not a good person at heart.
Right. Right.
You know, but you got to love Vince's commentating in the early days, you know, how he played himself into the Attitude Era, you know, yeah, you gotta love that side of him, but
yeah, and one of the best characters,
yeah,
of all time. One of the best heels out there. You know him. I mean, yeah, I mean him and Stone Cold. You know, going head to head. I mean, that's one of the best, if not the best, you know, feuds.
Yep.
Of all time, and then even his character, even Vince's character over the years after that, you know, was always somewhat related to that and everything. And then, you know, getting further and further off the deep end over the years with how he played himself on TV.
Right.
And then it's always that fine line of, okay, where does Vince the character end and Vince the person
starts? Yeah. And even being everything. A fan like I am would get confused. I'm like, all right, so am I supposed to empathize with him or hate him, or you know, he did it so well, playing the boss or playing the victim. But my favorite is when him and Stone Cold had their battles, and that time he was in a hospital. I mean, that video pops up on my feed every now and then, and it's so great. It's like, what do you think, doctor?
Yeah, I'll take it from here, nurse. And he comes in and, you know, starts feeding him and then whacks him with the bedpan in the head.
And when he hears that voice and that look on his face is so authentic,
mm-hmm.
of fear, like, oh.
Like, oh, shit, I know. Yeah. Like, oh, I know what I'm getting myself into now. Like how did this happen? I don't know, but somehow Stone Cold made his way in here. You're like, oh shit.
I got it from here, nurse.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And he just whack him in the head with a bedpan. You know, see?
I'm all the way up on top of him. Just
Yeah. Just wailing away on him over there. Yeah. It's hard to beat the classics.
It is.
Over there. And
I got in a wormhole today, actually, of watching The Rock's promos and interviews. Not really his ring action, just his persona. And I got in that, was watching over and over from the time he was in the Nation of Domination to, you know, when he blew up his own solo. He's excellent on the mic.
Oh, yeah. You go back, you watch some of those old Rock promos from the, the late 90s, the early 2000s. I mean, pretty much anything from the time. Because, I mean, his career range is very small.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at it from the late 90s to, you know, I think really like 04 was one of the last matches he had until he came back, you know, years later with the John Cena stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like that, I was going to say that early Rock, which is like that 99, 2000 when he really kind of took off on his own and became that mainstream, you know, icon. But yeah, that range is, that gap is so small that when he was really active out there, and that's funny because you look back at that time, it seems like it would be a lot longer.
Yeah.
But it's not. When you look at like the guys these days that are out there, and it's like, oh, these guys have been, you know, for like the past 10, 12 years. And like, if you look about like a Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins or like those guys now, it's like, yeah, I mean, they started in like 2013, 14, and it's 2026 now. That's over 10 years of it. But guys like The Rock and Stone Cold, I mean, they only had a short window on top in like a 4 or 5 year period, which seems a lot longer. I don't know if it's just because at the time, as we've said many times about how time seemed to move a lot slower back then compared to now. Or it was just that things were so much hotter back then.
I think that magic between The Rock and Michael Cole was just phenomenal. Poor Michael Cole.
I was gonna say any interviewer with the
I
know him and him like, and the him and the coach, you know, Coachman. I know he always would take a brunt of the the verbal.
He's always beatings. The stepchild of
interviewers. Just getting beat down verbally by everybody.
And for him to hold his composure and just still be like, oh, that was oblivious to what was just said to him.
Yeah.
It never seemed to faze him. He just kept on going.
Yeah, just have to no sell it and not say anything. Because you're watching it and you're laughing, you're doing whatever, and you're like, if that was me standing there, like I wouldn't be able to hold it in. You'd either be, you know, laughing or whatever, but it's okay. You know, you have to focus. You have to, I mean, if you're laughing as he's doing this stuff, then that kind of kills the whole thing.
And that's the thing, watching it now and, you know, seeing it live then and then going back and rehashing it and bringing it up and watching it with a different set of eyes, more grown up.
Yeah.
You know, and looking at it, it's like, golly, such magic. And like last week, I was on a Chris Jericho run, you know, looking at all the shit he did in his time.
Yeah. All it takes is one video to pop up.
It does.
And then next thing you know, it's two hours later.
Yeah.
2 hours later. And then you're like, oh, shit, I should have accomplished something with my day. But, you know, I'm just sitting here. So,
and I was
whatever.
You know,
I'm earlier happy.
I was watching old matches of Dean Malenko. You know, God. Yeah. I mean, those were workers. Mm-hmm. Just students of the game. Like, all of them were, in one way or another, they may not have been headliners, but they all were good workers.
Yeah,
you know, across the board, the whole lineup of the show.
They all, as you said, I want to say they all filled a spot on there. It had everything, like those old days. It had anything for anybody who wanted whatever you were into. If it was the, if you wanted, like, if you're talking about like the WCW days, it was like, okay, if you want the classic guys, you know, your Hogan's, your Nash, Hall, Goldberg, Sting, Ric Flair, you want like the classic guys on top. You had that. Then you had, you know, you want your workers, you want your Dean Malenko, your Chris Spiller, Jericho,
all your luchadors,
stuff like that. The luchadors, you know, Juventud, you know, Psychosis, all these, La Parca.
Yes,
Parka, all these things. You want the high flyers out there. Then you want guys, you know, like a Booker T or the Steiners, you know, like Harlem Heat, you know, stuff like that. You know? Yeah, like all these things, all these different guys that would come out there and, you know, fill these spots. Just seemed like you'd watch these shows and there was something for everybody.
That magic isn't there with today's wrestlers for me.
No.
Each one of them had their own personality. There wasn't a dull moment to where, all right, so Conan's coming up. I'm going to go to the fridge and go, you know, bake cookies and shit. You watch the match.
I was gonna say, let me go make dinner now. And
You sat through it all. And nowadays, it's just like, oh, wrestling's on.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, these days, I mean, I haven't even paid attention to much or watched anything.
No.
These days. And it's sad. Cause like I said, it doesn't have that same feeling anymore. And I don't know if it's just because they'll say, you know, because you're older now. But I think it's how the presentation is these days. And I know, and it's for everything. I know they said they're struggling with WrestleMania tickets, you know, a month or so away. And they're just struggling selling tickets now. Everything is, you know, overpriced now, more expensive for all this stuff out there. But it's not as exciting. It's not as compelling anymore with the stories and everything. And yes, I mean, I think we were spoiled during the time frames of growing up.
Yep.
And if it was, you know, the earlier days of the golden era with, you know, the Hulk Hogan days or the Attitude Era days, you were spoiled with just how like red hot things were. And I think it's just the evolution of the business and just how people see it out there. And like you said, it's the same guys that are still sitting around there. I mean, yes, you have the guys that are, you know, retiring now, like AJ Styles, you know, just retired. You know, you had John Cena retiring, you know, whether you like him or hate him, you know, Goldberg. But
they can't carry the industry forever.
No.
And they were kind of counting on it because they're the last grip on the purist or like you and I. You know, John Cena was this last generation that kind of
backed
us together.
Yeah.
AJ Styles, to me, I never followed him. I never heard of him until the last couple of years.
Yeah. It's a different, I mean, it wasn't the same thing out there. I mean, yes, I mean, he's another one, too. I mean, he was there for 10 years. You know, he was in TNA, you know, for another decade or so, you know, before then. Yeah, it's not like it's certainly not like the John Cena that was.
No, he didn't make an impression.
Transcending everything, you know, for 25 years or so that he was out there doing it, and Cena, who was like the bridge between, you know, the Attitude Era, you know, once that was done, then he came in, and then whether you liked him or hated him throughout those years, was still that constant.
Yeah,
on top for all that time.
I mean, if you were to put in front of me, like, you know, it's up to you who's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Is it Scotty Too Hotty or AJ Styles? I don't know who AJ Styles is. Scotty Too Hotty. And what's he known for?
The Worm.
The Worm. Which was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole gig, I mean, they even brought. It was entertainment.
Yes.
It was fun. Yeah. You could, you know, W O R M. You know, it was great. You know, and it was fun. And you would do that in a parking lot going into the store. You know, like, yeah. If anybody seen it, knew it, they would be like, yeah. But everybody else would think you're freaking retard.
Yeah. Like, what is this moron doing out here? Like, why is he jumping around in the parking
lot? Why is he jumping around on one foot?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's what you said. Once you get a few beers in and you're out there, and you're like, okay, we're going for a beer run, and you're out there doing the, you know, hopefully you're not actually doing the actual worm because you're gonna probably hurt yourself. You can do the WORM part, but don't do the whole, you know, hitting the ground part because you're probably gonna end up hurting yourself. That's definitely one of those drunk moments where you're like, oh, I can do the worm. Yeah, the next you know, you go to you smack yourself right down.
Yeah, you just
on the concrete out there,
rolling like, pin your nutsack.
Yeah, you do not want that. You know, be safe, people. If you're gonna do the worm, you gotta make sure it's in a safe, controlled environment out there on some, you know, at least a carpeted area. If you could do it on like some gym mats, that's probably your safest bet out there, but not in a parking lot. Do not do it on the asphalt, the concrete.
I think if I tried to worm, I'd just look like a crippled seal.
Yeah, you'd hit the ground and you'd be done. You'd be
dead.
Just be like, just leave me here. I'm done. I can't.
Seems like a good place to bleed out.
Yeah, yeah. Just give me my beer. Just hand me this. And I'll just gonna sit here and just pour this on me over here.
Yeah, cover me with a blanket.
Yeah, you know I'm just gonna sleep here tonight. You know, you're in the middle of the gas station parking lot. It's okay. I'll just stay here. It's fine. I'll survive. I'll survive for the night. Is my head bleeding? No, then I'm okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take this way off the
beaten
path, but thanks, Vince.
Yeah, way to go, man. Yeah, see? They blame everything on Vince. People blame everything on Vince these days anyway, so why not? Why not as well? And hey, that's the natty daddy too, you know, you see that?
Natty daddies make you talk shit.
Man, that's that 8%, man,
8% is no joke. People,
no. You know, the 8%, that 8% is always a good level to be at. If you're not going for like the 13.9 or the of the Four Locos of the world, or if you don't want to go for a 10% of like a hurricane. An earthquake, because the hurricanes are the same around the 8%, I believe, is the hurricanes.
They're just totally different buzzes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a Four Loko buzz isn't like 2 16-ounce cans of Natty Daddy buzz. It really is, honestly, you know, Colt 45 buzz, Mad Dog buzz. It's all different.
And yeah, they are. Yeah, and I think, I don't know, people don't understand that, or they don't recognize it. It's a real thing. It is a real thing.
Drunk is drunk.
Yeah.
We're not drunk. We got a good buzz.
Yeah.
And this kind of drinking buzz isn't the same as that kind of drinking buzz, or a bourbon drinking buzz, or a mixed drinking buzz. You know, I could, you know, drink a half pint of 80 proof bourbon and not feel a thing. You know, it's just like, I need to put something else on top of it, and I'll drink a couple of beers, and then I'm just.
Then you've now hit the wall.
Yeah, I've hit the wall, exactly. I'm bent over, falling asleep, sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
It's just different drinking, and it's the research that we've done, guys.
It's why we put in the work here. That's what we always say. We put in the work for you out there.
Now my liver might argue with me.
Yeah.
But
and some people still don't understand that we put in the work for it there. I know I had some people comment recently out there. I know somebody commented on one of the Steel Reserve clips I put out the other day.
Yeah.
Said, oh, this is what's content these days. And I said, damn right.
Yeah.
We're putting the content out there for the people. Then one guy was commenting saying that he's like, oh, that Steel Reserve looks really warm. And I was like, I mean, I said it wasn't ice cold. I think that was the day we were sitting here talking, and it was sitting out for maybe an hour down here with me. So it wasn't out of the fridge ice cold, but I'm like, it was still drinkable. It wasn't bad. I mean, I drank the whole thing.
But we hit the point in the evening where it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to go down smooth anyway.
Yeah. And it's not that it has to be ice cold. I mean, and you're not sitting out. It wasn't like you're sitting out in the middle of a summer day.
Ice cold only counts when you're starting.
Correct. Right. that's true. Because as long as
a lot of times before we come on air and start recording or going live, my drinks are in the freezer for a good 15, 20, mm-hmm. 30 minutes before we come on. Now, once they get flowing and we start feeling it and loosening up, it don't matter if I accidentally grab a beer. It was sitting here beside me from last week.
Right.
It's right. Going to get cracked and drank. Right.
It's sitting out here. It's not. You're not sitting outside in 100 degree heat and you pick up that like burning hot. Yeah, now that I can see. Now that's something you don't want to be drinking. Now for something out here that I don't want to say room temperature, but it's cool. It's not freezing, because even though if you're sitting here for an hour or two, it came out of the fridge, it's still going to be cool. It's not going to be as cold as it was when you took it out of the fridge.
Right.
But it's still not at that point where it's that warm taste that you're like.
The guys that are commenting like that aren't grassroots bum wine.
Oh, drinkers. Yeah.
You know, they're not. I don't think they comprehend where we come from.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm sure there's people too that won't pick up that bottle of MD 2020 that's sitting room temperature, and you know, take a swig of it,
and then go pull on that little bottle of Cisco. You remember they came in the small bottles?
Yep.
And you know, halfway through the night, so I'm gonna hand you that hasn't seen a fridge in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're partying, the atmosphere is good.
That's what happened the one time. I think I told the story before.
Yeah.
We had the bottle of green apple Cisco.
Yeah, so right there.
Which was
two X's on you at that point.
Yeah. Which was the one where it was, I think when I bought it, we drank it the first time it was cold. And when the green apple Cisco was cold, it still wasn't good. It still wasn't good.
Yeah, but
this had been sitting on my buddy's floor in his house for a week or two at this point.
Yeah,
sitting like out there. And you know, we've already been drinking beers. We've been doing whatever. We're just hanging out. And then I went inside and I picked up the green apple Cisco off the floor. And you know, I took a swig of it, and it was like, ooh, man, that's like, you know, that's like rancid now. And then I gave it to my one other friend. And I don't even think he drank it. He just he sniffed it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm doing you a favor. We're outside. He took the cap off. He poured it off the side of the deck.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm doing you guys a favor. I'm dumping this son of a bitch out now for you. And it probably was for the best.
Yes.
I mean, as much as we don't want it, we don't like to waste stuff here. We don't like to see stuff like that being just dumped out. And thrown away, or
but he was enough sound body and mind to yes, I understand. Even though it's sacrilegious to just waste and pour out, he was doing you guys a favor.
In this one case of green apple Cisco,
I agree.
Room temperature, dumped out. In that case, we will allow it. We'll allow that.
It probably
one.
Poured out like molasses.
You know, so thick and syrupy. It's just like a big, like, glub. I mean, if you out there, people out there know Cisco, and even when you drink it cold, it has like that thicker syrupy like density taste to it. And that's when it's cold out of the fridge. But when you take the one that's been sitting out,
yes,
room temperature,
especially green apple.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was gonna say, it was green apple. I mean, that was the whole
There's
thing.
There's not much out there in a green apple flavor in a liquor or liqueur that's any good.
No. And this was, I mean, this was just to get it for the sake of getting it. And I just think there was the one store that had at the time, it had all the Cisco flavors, and they were all sitting there on the bottom shelf covered in dust.
And it gets that crust on the cap when you twist it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't have any green apple. I mean, I do still have some Cisco left over here. And no green apple, though.
No.
But the good old days here, you know, as we like to over here reminiscing here, you know, this week here with the Natty Daddy, you know, the other good stuff, Roadhouse breaking out the bling bling MD-2020. I finally finished off this Jungle Juice pregame I've been sitting on here for quite some time. You know, the big one here at the Natty Daddy was also sipping on a little of the pounders here of the PBR. Still had some of the leftover the Godzilla, the Attack Peter over here. As we are on the fast track to 20,000 subscribers here on the YouTube channel. So stay tuned. In the coming weeks, sooner rather than later, we'll be doing a special live 20,000 subscriber celebration where I will crack open the last can there of the Colt 45 Double Malt. So help spread the word. Tell your friends. You know, if you like cheap booze, you like drinking, debauchery, degenerates, we're right here. Right here for
hanging
you.
Out with your friends, just having a drink.
Exactly. You got an hour or so to kill, you know, watch it at your leisure. Watch it. If you don't want to watch, you can listen on your favorite podcast app. So you said, you know, episode 387-ish is where we're at, almost at 400. So if you want to go back into the archives, if you like to listen to audio podcasts, you know, go back. 2015, it's all the way back out there.
I want to see comments on them. That's what I want to see.
Roadhouse wants comments on some of the old videos here on the YouTube channel, all the stuff there. And if there's anything else you want to see us cover here, you know, as you always say, leave a comment down below.
Right.
Let us know if you want to see any other classic clips of stuff. You know, let us know whatever brings you in. If you like the, you know, the classic Rodney, Johnny, Stone Cold, wrestling stuff, Simpsons stuff, Cheers stuff, all the classic stuff out there we try to cover here. Keep the nostalgia going for you. A little bonus for you here. Bring it to the dance. Then you can crack open a drink and hang out with us here. So, Roadhouse, anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
Nice, tasty buzz happening.
You know, we got the good stuff here, and you know, a little Natty Daddy action here. It's been quite some time since we cracked open some of these guys here. You know, the 25-ouncer, 16-ouncers. You know, 8%. Pick your poison out there. 8%. You want to go with the big one or the medium sized one?
They're going to get the job done.
It's going to get the job done. 8%. Especially for the price. I mean, you want to get that buzz and not
$4.99.
Yeah, and like I said, it doesn't have that metallic taste to it.
Yeah.
It tastes pretty much like a beer. But just with that little extra kick to it there. So sometimes you want that. You got a rough day, a rough week. Hey, pick some up out there. So hey, do us a solid. Smash that subscribe button on the Bum Wide Bob YouTube channel. Anybody who makes it this far in the podcast, hey, we appreciate you guys out there. Any of the OGs, the P1s out there that have been with us, we appreciate you guys out there. Keep spreading the word about the bottom shelf, the best of the worst in cheap booze, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff. Stay tuned for the 20,000 subscriber celebration. So for Roadhouse, I am Bumwine Bob. And until next time, Cheers.
Cheers. Motherfuckers!
I need a beer.